You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Every once in a while, I'll be talking with Jer-Bear, and something will come up. Let me just pull something random up.
See if I follow him.
Yeah, like...
Well, yesterday, during trending, we were talking about Jerry O'Connell, like a no-name celebrity out of nowhere.
Yeah, I didn't know who that was.
Coming to The Talk, the TV show The Talk, I was like, oh yeah, I follow Jerry on Instagram.
He's kind of a funny guy. Because we've had stuff before, like we might be talking about, I threw out an example a moment ago of, you know, like A1 sauce. And, you know, we'll be having a conversation and Jeremy goes, yeah, I follow them on Instagram. I'm like, what are all these just random weird things that you follow on social media?
I don't know. I will say I'm a little disappointed by the A1 original steak sauce Instagram. Only 2,600 followers.
Oh.
I've got more followers on Instagram than A1 steak sauce, and that's a little disappointing to me.
Huh.
It's very sad.
Well, maybe they're not putting really very many interesting things on there.
Pictures of A1. I mean, what else can you do? So,
right.
I don't know.
Right.
We need some A1 challenges, I think, to go viral, to really bump those numbers up.
What are some of the other really crazy? Because what we're going to do is we're going to open this up to Dom and Jeremy listeners. It's a fun Friday. We like to laugh. B, we like to talk on the phone with our listeners. And I know talking on the phone is becoming kind of a lost art, and a lot of people aren't comfortable with it. But if you can manage, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649, it's how you join our little community. We're looking for the odd thing or person. It can be either one that you follow on social media. Sometimes it's a person, like a B celebrity or C celebrity. Sometimes it's a product, and you can say, yeah, I follow, you know,
I follow
Tinker Toys on my...
Swiss cheese.
Yeah. 303-691-1649. But give me some of yours.
I zipped through this morning my list of everybody that I'm following, and I came across five that are like, why did I follow these?
Okay.
This one I kind of get. It's called passenger shaming, where it's just an account dedicated to shaming people on public transportation for sitting there picking their feet, or, you know, laying on their back, putting their feet on the ceiling in an airplane. Or
that's probably a pretty good one.
That one's kind of fun to follow. Mr. Hands Up is the other one that I follow, where it's just thousands of pictures of this guy in various locations standing there with his arms up in the air.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Hundreds of thousands of followers.
Okay.
Cash Cats. You might want to get Niles onto Cash Cats. It's just pictures of cats with fat stacks of cash sitting next to them. And there is.
I will tell you that every time I will go, like I just posted a picture of Niles the Weirdo on Facebook. Just a fun picture like 2 days ago or something.
I love it.
And every time I do that, I will get like personal messages from people saying, you know, you're really dropping the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to have a Niles the Weirdo page because every picture I ever post of that guy, he's a funny little dude.
He's just a funny little face too, you know?
Wouldn't it be funny if my retirement was funded by Niles the Weirdo? All the work I've done in radio for all these years, all the books, all of that, nothing compared to cat pictures.
Well, look at Grumpy Cat, who made, you know, their owners millions of dollars.
Exactly.
Ain't nothing wrong with that right now.
I'll look into that. All right, what else you got?
I'll give you two more that I follow. Crap Taxidermy, which basically describes what it is. It's fantastic. And then an account called Bread...
Wait a minute, hold on, go back.
What?
Well, I want to know what it is.
It's really poorly done taxidermy, or like they've created, you know, like toaster covers or whatever. You know, the weird things people that have requested be made out of their animals.
And the reason I had you confirm that is because I thought originally is that it's just really poorly done taxidermy or something.
No, but it's.
But when you said crap, I thought, is it? Are people doing fecal matter being...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes,
like
and
poo.
I didn't know if maybe it was poo taxidermy.
No.
Because you know some of our listeners have an uncle that would put that on his mantle.
Would. Oh my gosh, that's funny. No, this is...
if you're
an animal lover...
That's some poop that I found and I just had it stuffed.
I am also an animal lover, but these pictures are pretty funny. Like somebody made a hip pack... out of like a deer, you know, it's crap taxidermy. The last one you need to follow is called Breadface. And it's this woman who just does various things with loaves of bread. And the big thing that she does is she gets loaves of bread and just puts them on a table and shoves her face into the bread. Breadface. It's the dumbest, most simple thing. Again, thousands of followers.
What is wrong with us?
It's just the mindless, stupid humor that I love.
I do too, but I find the, you know me and the psychology of things, the psychology of us watching a woman
smash her face into bread.
Yeah.
It's who knows? You know, it's funny. I love it because it's like one of those things where you're just not taking life so serious.
Yeah.
And you can laugh at something dumb. You're shutting off the political news and you're watching Breadface.
Oh, well, listen, if it's a choice between people bickering over politics or preaching about, you know, how superior they are
and this
versus a lady, you know, shoving her face into some, you know, sourdough.
I'm in.
Count me in. We were talking about the odd/bizarre people or things that you might follow on social media, and I was talking about the psychology of that. And on my Facebook page, I got a personal message from an Angela, Jeremy.
Oh, all Angelas are hot. I should start that Instagram page.
You should.
Hot Angelas.
She says, it's interesting that we now have more ways to distract ourselves than we've ever had before, and I think it goes along with the shrinking attention span issue. Americans can't stay focused on anything for very long, and having thousands of quick bits of mind candy probably helps fuel that. That's well written,
too. Yeah, I think so.
Angela, and then she says, P.S., I follow the bread lady, too. And P.S., yes, Dom, you should start a Niles the Weirdo account. Yesterday, I would be the first to sign up.
That'd be pretty cute, man.
We'll see. What else have people said to us?
Let's see. I got three more here I'll give you. Kathy says, follow Dude with a Sign. It's just a guy standing in public settings with different things written on a cardboard sign. Have you seen him?
I've seen a lot of him. And they're all really,
really good. And they're all just like generic, like obvious things that he's writing on signs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of them, I saw one the other day, it says, nobody cares about your Spotify playlist or whatever. And he's standing there.
Too.
He's like, okay, that's kind of funny.
I saw that. That's hilarious.
Rich says, follow at PupFlix if you need a good laugh and smile for the cutest puppy videos on the internet. All right. And then Naughty Carla wrote in, I've seen this site, and it's actually pretty darn funny. She says, you guys need to follow a site that is called Looks Like a D Word for Male Pee-Pee Ding Ding. Looks Like a D. She says, there's various pictures of objects, shadows, fruits, clothing. Everything on there looks like male genitalia, and it's flipping hilarious. looks like a D.
I remember a couple of 3 years ago or whatever, I posted a photo on my Facebook page of a cut of steak that Gretchen brought it home from the store, and it came out of the package with all the others. We were like, Wait a minute. And I wondered if the butchers, you know, were having a little bit of fun.
Oh my God, I just looked it up. So you can put a that.
Site?
No, yeah. Put a that in front of it. That looks like a D word, and it's funny.